Welcome, welcome back to the Diaries of a Mother. Wow, it's been so long, too long, since I've last said that, and that's not even cool. I'm shaking my head right now, but anyways, I'm back. I miss you guys. I hope you miss me too. Well, missed hearing my voice and Jaden's voice. Jay, did you have anything to say to the people? They haven't heard from you in a while. You actually weren't talking back then. Huh? Hello? Are you saying hi to the people? My co-host, Jaden. Oh yeah? Anything else to add, sir? They can't see your smile. Okay, all right. That was words from my co-host, Jaden. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Hopefully, I don't have another hiatus, but can I tell y'all that I've been going through it? Like, I came up with this elaborate plan because y'all know I love planning shit. For my blog and a podcast, and guess what? Nothing was executed at all. Like, okay, I can say 2 blog posts were probably created and posted, but I literally planned 30 days of content and I was just unsuccessful. I hit a real low point again, and I couldn't find the motivation or the fire or the steam to do anything beyond being a mom, of course, and an employee. And y'all know, well, for those who do know me, no, that's just not me. First of all, I'm unemployable. Like, I'm meant to be an entrepreneur. So for me to just kind of sit back and be okay with just being an employee and being a mom, like, that told me that something just wasn't right. So let me jump into this episode because, yeah, let me just jump into this episode. Dear Diary, it's been a long time. ... It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Can I vent for a moment? Who am I asking? Of course I can vent. This is my podcast. First of all, my son is 1 year old. Like, he's a whole 1 year old with a haircut and just amazing me every single day. Beyond the fact that I cannot believe that he's one. You know what? Let's just take a moment of silence for my 1 year old and all the moms, first time moms of children who just turned 1 or will turn 1 this year. My son actually sat in silence for 3 seconds. I was surprised about that. But anyway. So with him becoming 1, I think I went through this whole like reminiscing moment or moments on his growth and his milestones. But my reminiscing kind of took a turn for the worse in a sense and hit me like a ton of bricks. So this first year of motherhood, I'm just going to be honest, was fucking hard. Like, difficult, emotional, sometimes painful, all that wrapped together times 10 to the third power. And looking back, I just felt like I missed out on so many moments because there were so many nights where I was crying. No, but like, seriously, like, postpartum depression or just overall sadness, unhappiness, like, all of that just mixed together and it just wasn't a good look. So, and if it's one thing that I've learned, I say, throughout this past year, literally from March of 2019 to I say about the beginning of this month. That's Jaden. Is that, of course, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have these feelings. It's okay to not be happy where you are or feel overwhelmed or feel like, you know, I'm a mom, but what else am I? And feel consumed in being that title or having that title. Yeah, being that title, I should say. Because mom is definitely an action word. Like, it's not just a noun. It's definitely an action word. So, to get consumed in that, the moral of my whole, like, 1 year of sadness, unhappiness, 1 year plus some time, is that it's okay to get in those moments and have those feelings, but don't unpack and stay there. Like, and that's what I did. I got into my feelings and I literally just unpacked all my luggage, relationship problems, family issues, different friendship problems, and just let it all just sit around. And I lived in it and I lived with it instead of, you know, figuring out the next move and kind of moving forward, which is what I would usually do. I unpacked and I lived there. So to all my moms, if you're going through something, you're going to get through it, and take your time. That's another thing. Like, you don't have to rush, but don't get comfortable unpacking as if you're on a trip, you know, or a vacation, because obviously you're not on a vacation when you're feeling sad. Vacation is supposed to bring happiness. So definitely get in your feelings, cry it out, shout it out, you know, run to the bathroom, close the door away from your child when you gotta cry, or get in the shower, whatever you need to do, do it, but don't stay there. So yes, that was like the moral of my unhappiness and my sadness. And y'all, I'm feeling so much better. Like, I can honestly say that I'm really feeling so much better. And yeah, that's pretty much all the time I needed to vent. To sum it all up, it's been rough. And I know I'm not the only mom who is going through a rough time or has gone through a rough time, tough times. At the end of the day, we get over it, we get through it, and we figure out how to make our next move our best move. But yeah, it was crazy. Like, I literally was about to move to Atlanta, just pack up everything. Well, we did have everything packed up for the most part, me, my son, and his dad. You know, mentally I'm thinking that it'll be a way to escape some of the issues that we were facing in our relationship, some of my own personal problems, and just, you know, starting over somewhere else. But, you know, coronavirus, and more than anything, God was like, no, that's not how you're about to solve these problems, by running from it and trying to mask it or throw it under the rug. We're going to figure out something else. So, still here in Philly. Definitely not staying in Philly forever. This time next year, I do plan on being in another state. So yeah, that's going to happen. But I don't want to dwell too much on, you know, the things I've been through, because that's what this podcast is about. And I get to share it with other moms. So this season, which I decided to just start all over and name it season two. No, I didn't complete a whole season one. But again, my podcast, my rules. So this is season two, episode one. And to make sure I'm not putting too much on myself, and to pretty much just make sure I'm doing what I need to do and giving myself reasonable time, you'll hear from me every 2 weeks. A new episode will drop on Tuesdays. I think maybe around like November, once I start getting the groove of everything again, I will go back to weekly podcast episodes. Some weeks I'll have guests, some weeks you'll just hear from me, you know, talking about all different topics related to mom life. So being a mompreneur, juggling work-life balance, being a stay-at-home mom versus, you know, working outside. Well, everybody's pretty much stay-at-home mom right now. But, you know, even dealing with that and with the school year and a lot of schools being virtual now, how are we maintaining that balance? Postpartum depression, living with or dealing with your child's father, or not dealing with your child's father, and being a single mom, co-parenting, you know, all these different types of things. I actually am probably going to bring my son's dad on so that we can discuss a topic or two. So that'll be very interesting. Stay tuned for that. But outside of that, y'all, it's not like I just been sitting around twiddling my thumbs. I do have my boutique, Made by Mother. I customize shirts, masks, mugs, wine glasses. Currently working on getting that really together with my website. I am on Instagram, Made by Mother, but that's, you know, one of the projects that I'm working on. I will also have my book coming out, Diaries of Mother. I'm going to say October. I need to set an exact date so I can keep myself accountable and y'all can hold me accountable. But that'll be out in October of this year, Diaries of Mother. So stay tuned for that. Also, just working on potentially a few certifications, massage therapy, postpartum doula. And of course, I can never forget my nonprofit, Live for K, still in effect. One of the things that I kind of let go to the wayside, you know, becoming a mom and trying to balance and figure out my life outside of just being a mom. But that's still one of my businesses, one of my babies, and that will be up and running as well. So, y'all, I'm out here. Life of a Mompreneur, and of course, the podcast, Diaries of Mother. So, yeah, if you're a mom, or you don't really have to be a mom, you could be an auntie. And you want to join me on the podcast to discuss a topic that's near and dear to your heart, or, you know, something you just want to vent about, hit me up, let me know, and join the fun. So that's it, y'all. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Tell all your mommy friends about Diaries of Mother. Make sure you tune back in. And if you want to catch up or have any questions, make sure to hit me up. mother@motherbeardiaries.com. All right, y'all, thanks for tuning in to season 2, episode 1. I'll holla at y'all in 2 weeks. Peace out.